Sermon 17. Flee from sexual immorality. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 through 13. It is actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you, and such sexual immorality as is not even named among the Gentiles, that a man has his father's wife, and you are puffed up and have not rather mourned, that he who has done this deed might be taken away from among you. For I indeed, as absent in body but present in spirit, have already judged as though I were present him who has so done this deed. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together, along with my spirit, with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, deliver such a one to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. Your glorying is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Therefore purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. I wrote to you in my epistle not to keep company with sexually immoral people, yet I certainly did not mean with the sexually immoral people of this world, or with the covetous, or extortioners, or idolaters, since then you would need to go out of the world. But now I have written to you not to keep company with anyone named a brother, who is sexually immoral, or covetous, or an idolater, or a reviler, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, not even to eat with such a person. For what have I to do with judging those also who are outside? Do you not judge those who are inside? But those who are outside God judges. Therefore, put away from yourselves the evil person. Beloved saints, today through the words of 1 Corinthians chapter 5, we are going to deeply examine how we should view and how we should handle sin inside the church. This word does not simply deal with moral issues, but it is a word that clearly shows where the difference lies between a church that knows the gospel of the water and the Spirit, and a church that does not know it. Inside the Corinthian church, there was a serious problem of sexual immorality. The saying, "has his father's wife," was a sin that was not tolerated even in the world at that time. But what is more surprising is the fact that the church, far from mourning this matter, was rather arrogant. What does this mean? Outwardly, they looked like they had faith, but in reality, they did not properly know the essence of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. The Apostle Paul deals with this problem very strongly. Deliver such a one to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. This word is not a simple discipline. The ultimate purpose is restoration. Outwardly, it looks like a strong measure, but in reality, it is God's method of love to make that person return to the true gospel. Here we see a very important standard. The church is not a community that treats sin lightly or overlooks it. However, at the same time, it is not a place that condemns and abandons sinners. The church that knows the gospel of the water and the Spirit is a community that exactly knows the essence of sin and clearly knows where its solution lies. Paul continues to speak like this. Your glorying is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Here, leaven means sin and its influence. However, you must not view this word simply as a moral lesson to be careful of sin. The deeper meaning is that when the gospel of the water and the Spirit is distorted, the entire church is affected. If the church exactly knows the gospel of the water and the Spirit, it is not confused about the sin problem. Because Jesus already took all sins through the baptism he received from John and judged those sins on the cross. A person who knows this fact does not treat sin lightly, but at the same time is not bound by sin. Therefore, Paul declares, "Therefore, purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us." This word is a very important gospel declaration. First, he says, "You are unleavened." This does not mean become an unleavened person. It is a declaration that you have already become an unleavened person. How did we become unleavened ones? Because Jesus Christ was sacrificed as the Passover lamb. Because Jesus received the transfer of the sins of the world by being baptized by John and was judged on the cross with those sins. Those who believe in him receive the washing of sins. This is the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Therefore, the word "purge out the old leaven" does not mean to remove sins by yourself. As one who has already received the removal of sins, it means do not return to the way of thinking and the old faith that belong to sin anymore. In other words, it means do not return to legalistic condemnation or deed-centered faith. Paul continues to say, "Put away from yourselves the evil person." This word is a part that is very easy to be misunderstood. This does not simply mean to exclude a person who committed a sin. The core is not to leave as it is. The state of rejecting the gospel of the water and the Spirit, justifying sin, and not repenting. Because the church is a community standing on the gospel, it cannot neglect the state that destroys the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Beloved saints, 1 Corinthians chapter 5 throws a very important question to us. How do you understand sin? Many people still focus on trying to solve their own sins, repeatedly repenting and fighting against sin. However, this is a phenomenon that appears because they do not know the perfect structure of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. A person who knows the gospel of the water and the Spirit is different. He believes the fact that his sins were already transferred by Jesus being baptized by John and were completely judged on the cross. Because of that, he no longer has a faith that struggles to solve sins, but he lives a faith that lives upon the already solved sins. Does that mean he treats sin lightly? Never. Rather, he recognizes sin more clearly, because he knows how heavy that sin was, that Jesus had to take it upon himself through the baptism he received from John and die on the cross. In the end, the core of 1 Corinthians chapter 5 is this: the church is not a community that covers up sin, nor is it a community that condemns sinners, but it is a community that discerns sin upon the already completed gospel of salvation and leads to restoration. Beloved ones, is your heart perhaps still heavy due to the sin problem, and are you staying in repetitive condemnation? If so, you must return to the gospel of the water and the Spirit again. Jesus already took all your sins by being baptized by John, was judged on the cross with those sins, and completed salvation with the resurrection. He who believes in this gospel of the water and the Spirit is already an unleavened one. Now you must live upon that identity. Do not return to the old faith anymore, but you must live a life that simultaneously enjoys freedom and holiness within the gospel of the water and the Spirit. I hope that this gospel of the water and the Spirit will clearly settle in your hearts, so that you may advance to a life that enjoys a correct understanding of sin and true freedom. Hallelujah.